Like all the children, come and join me at the front of the church. And everybody else can sit down. Hey, Evan. I'm going to be back. I'm okay today. Hi, Emily. Hey, Ashley. So are you all ready to go back to school tomorrow? Have you been on spring break this week, Evan? When are you on spring break? When is your spring break? Okay, you guys go back tomorrow, don't you? Oh, man. Are you all ready? I know your mums are. Are you ready to go back to school, Emma? Sophie, ready to go back to school? Is your mum ready for you to go back to school? Yeah, I've got notes for you. Yeah, big time. Okay. What have you all done, spring break? Anything exciting? You got flooded in? Oh, man. That's not fun, is it? Wow. 2 sleepover parties? Did you watch any movies? What did you watch? Starfall. Wow, was it a good movie? Okay. Well, you all been busy? Good night. You all like watching movies? Okay. Anybody seen a movie called The Wizard of Oz? Oh, you have? You have that movie? Oh, do you like that movie? You've only seen half of it? Well, let's talk about The Wizard of Oz today. What happens in The Wizard of Oz? Who's the name of the main character? Dorothy, yeah. And she lives where? What state does she live in? Kansas, is that right? Okay, she lives in Kansas. And what happens to her? Yeah, a tornado comes and takes her to a place called... Not Neverland. That's the other move. That's Mr. Peter Pan. Let's leave him out of this. Okay, the other place. It's something land. What do they call them? Don't know what do they call those little people? Munchkins. Yeah, take her to Munchkin Land. All right, okay. Then when she gets to Munchkin Land, the one thing she wants to do is to go home. All she wants to do is go home, okay? But they tell her in the Munchkin Land she's got to go see somebody. Who does she have to go and see? The Wizard of Oz, okay? And how does she have to get to where the Wizard of Oz lives? Follow the yellow brick road. All right, okay, this is great, guys. Yeah. Okay, she follows the yellow brick road. Now then, when she goes on the yellow brick road, she meets 3 characters, okay? Who were those, Maddie? Who was one of those characters? The lion. The lion, okay. Put him up, okay? He fought everybody. Evan, who was another character? The Tin Man. Yeah, he was another one. And who's the third one? Sophie. The Scarecrow, okay? Now then, Dorothy wants to go home and she has to see the wizard. What did the lion want? Yeah, he wanted to have... Yeah, he wanted to have... Any big people know? What did the lion want? Courage! Yeah, put him up. He wanted to fight everybody. The lion wanted courage and he thought the wizard would give him courage, okay? What did the Tin Man want? A heart. Yes, he wanted a heart. And what did the Scarecrow and Sophie? A brain, okay? So we have Dorothy who wants to go home, the lion who wants courage, and the Scarecrow who wants a brain, and the Tin Man who wants a heart. And they think they're going to get them all from the Wizard of Oz. So off they go up the yellow brick road, along this road, okay, and lots of things happen to them along the way, but it doesn't matter because they're going to get to Oz. When they get to Oz, what happens when they get to Oz? They won't let them in first of all, but then they'll let them in. When they see the wizard, what do they find out about the wizard? Well, he's not very nice, but he's also, what else? That's right. Well, first of all, I found out the wizard was a fraud. He was hiding behind his curtain, making a big noise and lots of smoke and all these things, okay? And he was hiding behind a curtain. He was a fraud. He was a fake, okay? But you're right, Emma. The wizard told them, okay, that they didn't need all those things because if they thought about it, they already had them. The lion already had his courage, okay? And the Tin Man already had his heart. The Scarecrow already had his brain. And all Dorothy had to do was click her heels, and she was home. But they thought that they had to get to that destination to get those things. That's right, the bad witch came and Dorothy threw the wicked witch of the west, water, okay? Yeah, that's why some people are scared to go out in the rain, okay? So what happened, okay, they went all the way up the Yellow Brick Road to get something that they thought that they needed, but they already had. Very often in our lives, we have things that we look forward to. Okay, like your moms are looking forward to going back to school tomorrow, okay? That's tomorrow. So we look forward to that, okay? And that becomes sometimes the whole object of our living. When we get close to Christmas, all we can think about is Christmas morning, and that becomes the whole focus of our living. We forget about everything else. This morning in the gospel reading, there were two disciples walking to Emmaus, and Jesus came right beside them, and they were too busy thinking about where they were going, what was happening, what was going on. They were too busy chattering, okay? They didn't realize Jesus was beside them. The important thing about that lesson this morning, everybody's got goals. Everybody's got busyness. Everybody's got things to do, places to be, folks to see, all kinds of stuff. Everybody's so busy. But the problem with it being so busy is we tend to forget what's going on right now with the people who we are with, with Jesus at our side. Kind of like the Wizard of Oz. When you get to the end of your life, God's going to say, you had all those things. You had the love and you had the care. You had Jesus. You already had them. But we're too busy. We don't think about it. In this Easter season, we always use Eucharistic prayer to sing. And there's a sentence in the Eucharistic prayer that is very profound. It says, open our eyes to behold your hand at work about us. We need to take the time to see who God has given us, the situation God's put us in. We need to take the time and acknowledge that. Because when we don't realize it's Jesus that's walking in us. Okay, guys? So when your mums and dads get real, real busy, just slow down. Slow down. Smell the roses. Okay? Would that work? All right, guys. Thank you all very much.